Pavilion.
My name is Dina Karadzic. We're at the exhibition titled Pavilion.net. It's basically a network installation of server sculptures containing multimedia and media work approachable via Wi-Fi. This is the first iteration that we decided to use physical representation of the servers in, and the servers are contained in 3D printed generatively modeled sculptures that are a result of a collaborative project of mine. And the exhibition is visible only in the physical space of the gallery Prozory. This is because we Vedran Gligo and myself we started creating these projects of displacing infrastructures into local communities. So basically Pavilion is about self-hosting hypermedia or web-based work, but it's also about positioning networks, digital networks, into local communities and physical venues. So to see the work for now, you need to be present near the Prozory Gallery, and towards the end of the year, we'll be sharing the work as a darknet art pavilion.
My name is Luana Lojic, and my work entitled Raspberry, Meat, Metal and Solder Fumes is about how we problematize corporate representations of nature through other kinds of media. In this kind of format, I was dealing with texts that come from corporate logos of nature and specifically water wells, such as Studena and Jana and Radenska, that are well known in our Croatian and Balkan area, and also are really widely represented in all sorts of media spots and promotions, commercials especially. So I was extracting chunks of pictures and stills from commercials and transforming them into text through an online server called OCR, Optical Scanner, that would randomize the information that we'll get from picture and would turn it into text that sounds a bit like some kind of odd poetry. And I would highlight some words from this text to form some kind of meaning that isn't really there but is imprinted from me and from my interpretation of it. I see the continuation of this work in a few really concrete excursions to the sites where commercials were made for this kind of products, such as bottled water or other kinds of natural wealths that are exploited from corporate imagery. For example, I'm interested in what ways can nature be categorized inside the corporate language, and what is actually happening on these sites that are so ideally depicted in such commercials and promotions? And are there ways to form a third kind of meaning from it, or a third kind of representation, to say better, of this kind of places.
Anna Kuzmanić, and I did work Art Without Place. Project Art Without Place is a collective project which talks about the global culture sector from perspective of cultural workers in a period of COVID. It shares voices of the artists, curators, art critics and other workers from cultural sector who agree to contribute. Whole research was done through the website Art Without Place, which went online in April 2020. It was at the beginning of the lockdown in Europe. It was done in very simple form. You could submit the basic information about yourself and basically answer two simple questions. One question was that you describe challenges you facing in your family life and in your work life during a pandemic. And another was that you try to imagine future of art and culture after pandemic. The website was live, let's say, a couple of months. In that period, we collect around 50 different statements from all around the world. And later on, me and my co-editor Peter Jandrić did a book with that material. In book, we include all statements we collect, and we pair them with a set of statistics which talks about policy during the COVID period and talks about numbers of infected and dead in a certain country where contributions are coming from. Also, there is introduction of Maja Čirić, which talk about global cultural sector even before pandemic, and my statement about motivations for whole project. And there is also text of Peter Jandrić, which talks more about some future perspectives. That book was published by Oaza. It's an independent publisher from Croatia, and it's made as a physical book. So for this project, we return once again this physical book in digital form. So it's made like PDF, which you can read through online gallery.
Steady Movement, One of Forestry of Birds, is a work created during the VHV Academia in 2020. It was created during the first lockdown period and finished around May-June 2020. It's combined with two data sets. One data set is of forest and one is of birds. The work was created with machine learning techniques and using both of those data sets in a way that the forest represented the elements of the steadiness and the birds represented the elements of movement. At the time, we all had a desire for movement, but under a fixed parameter, so this was a poetic way of showing this image. First, the work was presented in a physical space in Galleria Nova, and the second time it was in a digital space in Galleria Prozori. I mean, the work is a digital work, so it naturally flows into the digital space, but we also had some interesting setups in a physical space. There wasn't really any difficulties in setting up the work in a digital space because it's a natural environment for the work.
Hi, my name is Andrea Resner and I am a multimedia artist working in fields of illustration, drawing, space installation, animation, film, poetry. And actually animation is the most recent field that I entered, and I'm still experimenting in that field. So the work that I made for this exhibition is kind of this exploration of the possibility of digital animation. And it was done in a very short period after I got the invitation to participate in the exhibition. And so I started with these motifs that I'm using recently a lot in my work, which are these kind of ruins and castles, and exploring them in this poetic image that I'm trying to kind of convey the poetry into image. It's a short animated image, which can kind of function as an image that's just changes during some period of time. It doesn't have a narrative, it's more like fluid morphing of one image. And yeah, that's pretty much it about my work. The sound for the work is still in the making. It will be added later, so now it's just this visual part that's present at the exhibition, but in the later exhibitions that there will be a sound added to the work. As far as presenting art through digital media and internet and social network, I kind of don't think about it too much. I don't think I'm very much... I can't say that I'm not consuming art through the internet, because I am, but I still believe in the power of the image outside the digital representation of it. So I prefer art that is made in real space, and I enjoy that kind of art. So I see the digital representation of it just like a little glimpse of what it is, but you cannot really perceive the complexity of the piece outside of it. And of course there are pieces that are made exclusively to be presented on the internet, but I always see this like as just one piece of the possibility of that work, because like I would rather see, like if it's a video, I would rather see it as a projection in some space than to see it on a screen. And if it's an image, I would rather see it like printed out or painted out. And I don't have like a concrete viewpoint on this, but I just know that like what how I use digital representation is just like, okay, this is a glimpse of something and I get the idea, but I prefer to see artwork like outside the digital representation.
I am exhibiting my work, which is called Hedge Leaks, as a part of the Pavilion exhibition in Prozori Gallery. I am an architect, and we perceive my profession, architecture, as building the physical environment. But the architecture itself is mostly created on a monitor screen. So what we see as a built architecture, it is only 1% of an architect's everyday visual environment. We produce architecture on a computer, and therefore we use various tools. In Croatian architectural practice, we still most often use a program called AutoCAD. In essence, AutoCAD is just 2D drawing with lines, polylines, which form some kind of shapes, and then those shapes are usually hatched. This is my exhibition deals with hatches. They are very interesting, and they mark certain material in the technical drawing. Hatch is like pattern, and it indicates the materiality of polylines. And yes, every tool has its flaw, and so does the AutoCAD. And hatch command is very interesting because it's very glitchy, and it usually goes crazy, and instead of hatching one close polyline, it goes all over the drawing. I mean, I'm just a draftsman and I don't have my build projects. What I usually do from 9 to 5 is just drafting and looking on the, at the screen. Sometimes when that work is very tedious and when those glitch happen, it's a very happy moment because they somehow get me excited. They have aesthetics of their own. Over the years and years, I have created a small glitch repository and hatch leaks are part of that. The hatch leaks work itself shows three different hatches on the same template and they go crazy on the different way and leak outside the target area. I have previously shown the hatch leaks exhibition as a solo exhibition at the Zeckhau Gallery. On that occasion, that work was printed on large papers which resemble the architectural drawing papers because of their huge format. But this time on Pavilion exhibition, I returned the hatch leaks to the world of pixels and monitors. This time it is not on laptops, but it is on mobile phones of the visitors.
My name is Bojana Vojvodic. I am a painter, but I turned to digital art about 2 years ago. My work exhibited on the Pavilion platform is named Blink, and it's a study in movement. I'm still learning glitch art, so I used a couple of programs, started duplicating frames. I basically wanted to paint the entire screen in colors that are not visible in the original source material. So I was duplicating frames, cutting up some frames, trying to make an abstract composition of color. That was practically it, practicing in some programs and seeing what I can do. It was an experiment. I tried to put a beginning and the end that would create a certain narrative, so it could be seen as a short film, as a small joke, as a play, because I was playing, and that's it. I'm always playing sequels. I think I consider myself still learning, always learning. So the video I made was just a part of a large compilation of some random videos I made on the same day. And I'm trying to make a series of videos with the same videos, with the same source material, to try and make different stuff. If that makes sense. So the same video, but different outcomes, different glitches, different movements, and everything like that. I always had an issue. So I am a painter. I love to paint. I love the process of painting. But the subjects I was dealing with in my paintings were always transhumanism, future, digital technology. I was inspired with the cyberpunk books and movies and series and everything, with cyberpunk ideas in general. So we live in the era that cyberpunk predicted in the 80s. So all of my work consisted, I was even writing, actually, I was even writing texts about it. So I always wanted to put the digital in the painting process and never found a way. The last things I painted were glitch self-portraits. So I was painting glitch because glitch deconstructs and reconstructs, and it's a part of the hacker culture and the remix culture and free culture movement. All the things I believe in and stand by. So it was kind of a natural progression for me to go into glitch art, into digital art. but with my painting knowledge, I can see it as is, not just as a mistake. The result also has layers. So to me, it's really natural because of the subjects I was dealing with in painting, through painting and art installations and stuff like that.
My name is Sara Salomon, and I am exhibiting here at Galleria Prozori on the exhibition called Pavilion. The work today is almost done. This work is textual work, poetry, that was created in with the communication with the gun tool machine. This gun tool is designed in order to describe photographic visual images, JPEG stills, and make like full sentences out of this image analysis. So it analyzes the content. And I put inside this tool the photographic series, which was initially like personal collection on my phone that I was collecting for a different project of Zagreb that was destroyed partially during the large earthquake in 2020. So I wanted to analyze what am I seeing, what am I sensing, or what is this catastrophe that I'm looking at. So the final result is also this machine trying to understand what is there, and it cannot understand it, of course. And this collection of like five short texts, essentially poetry, like is very rhythmic, and it's not describing anything concrete, actually. So we both are still trying to feel what is that we see. So this small work started in a physical space, and then it was created in a virtual space. So this manifestation of the work inside this exhibition came very naturally. So I didn't translate this work in an online space for this exhibition, nor I will do it for another exhibition in physical space. I think that it's really natural for it to be only virtual.
Magical objects are a series of scanographs with lots of biomaterials, like stones or plants or dirt. I call them magical not to imply something fantastical or supernatural about them, but to imply like wondering, like a sense of wonder with these things. There's a beautiful book by Matthew Hall called The Imagination of Plants, and in parts of this book he talks about like what could happen if we took a houseplant, for example, and thought about what array of potential could this thing have, other than, of course, being a houseplant and looking very good on a table or cleaning our air. What could happen with our perception of nature if we thought about these potentials that maybe we're not seeing of various things and objects? And these potentials, at least for me, are connected to the agency of the thing itself, to kind of listening to the thing itself. And I think this wondering in magical objects is kind of a lot like this, about trying to have a conversation with materials and their characters, I think, and the time and the events that shape them in this shape that I found them in. So I scan on high DPI, so the image ends up being a bit like a microscope if you zoom in. And this also gives you a longer time frame to glitch the image physically while it's being seen by the machine. I don't do post-processing of these images, just what I make on the scanner top.
But I like this double gaze, like double vision of me looking at the materials and my machine looking at the materials, and the three of us kind of trying to have a conversation going through glitching. About translating a work from physical spaces into online spaces and the other way around. Well, I think you always lose something, but you also always gain something. I think it's not straightforward. This project originated in digital, and now I'm having a bit of a trouble translating it into physical space, because when you print these images, you lose the zooming option, and they easily end up looking too decorative for what I would want them to be. But also, when you print them really large, you kind of get this wonderful presence of just their imagery, their shapes that you can't really see with the naked eye, in your physical presence. I did a performance recently with a group of other people where we tried to translated a performance, an 11-hour performance that happened in physical space. We translated it into an online format, and a lot of wonderful things opened up for me through this process. It was very chaotic process, very difficult, because there was a lot of material, and also like wonderful for the workflow, for making new things and realizing more about what this work was about and what it is. But also a lot of things closed, because some things you just can't do if you don't have the physicality of the space around you and the objects around you. So I think when it comes to translating between the virtual and the physical, there's always this negotiation happening, and I think that the trick is actually to give up on the idea that a direct translation is possible or even probable, and to just kind of try to modulate the materials to fit the space, and to try to modulate the medium to fit the materials, kind of negotiating between the two of them.
Format C.
Format C.
Pavilion.
Pavilion.
Pavilion.